Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Aaron Drahota, administrator at the United Presbyterian Home, speaking about the construction progress on their new addition.
Ground was broken on this project almost 3 months ago, give or take. Can you give us a little bit of an update? It's kind of hard to see it from the main road here.
Sure. Things are going really, really well. They last week poured most of the basement floor. They're finishing pouring basement floor this morning. And then I just heard they're starting to frame in the basement as well. The week after Thanksgiving, they set all the precast decking for the first floor, which was really fun to watch. We had a huge crane in here. Each piece of precast was, I believe, like 45 feet long, 16 inches thick. So that was really impressive. Our residents love watching the progress.
I was going to ask that. So are the residents able to see what's going on?
From the west end of Kerr Hall, especially, if you go up in the hallways, I go up usually once a day and go to the hallway and look out the window, and there's almost always somebody there. And then there are residents who have their apartments on the west end, and they tell me they don't get anything done during the day because they like to sit and watch the progress. So every once in a while we go up and visit in their apartments, and from their balconies you get a really neat view of what's going on.
So are things on schedule? Is there a timeline for completion?
Things are on schedule. For a while we were ahead of schedule until we got some rain. There would have been in mid-November. But things are still going really well. Hoping to have everything dried in and ready to start on the interior sometime in early spring. And then right now the projected completion date is the fall.
In just a year's time, it'll all be done.
Absolutely, which is crazy. It's just been fun to see. We spent about a good year planning, doing all of our design meetings, going through that process. So I feel like we've been going for a really long time, but now that things are starting to go up from the ground, it's been fun to see it coming to fruition.
And when it is complete, what will be inside this new addition?
So the first floor of the addition is 17 private resident rooms. We're actually only adding 7 beds to our overall bed number. What we'll do is be able to go through our current building and take some of our current semi-private rooms and make them into private rooms. So it'll allow us to add 7 beds on the first floor, and then the bottom level is going to be a wellness, fitness, and therapy center. We have all of those programs now on campus, but we're just kind of down in the basement in the spaces that we have. And so our wellness and fitness center will have classes, fitness, treadmills, new steps, those kinds of things. Also, we're going to have a warm water therapy pool, which will be fantastic. We'll use it for fitness classes as well as our therapy side. We have a company called Aegis Therapies that works in our building, provides therapy to all of our campus residents. And I think the coolest part about what we're doing is that we'll also be opening up to the 55 plus community around Washington. So anyone who's over the age of 55 will be able to come in for a monthly membership fee and utilize those services as well.
So it'll almost be like a private exercise club, and they'll be around their peers and people of similar fitness level.
Absolutely, and that's what we're excited about. Our staff that work here, their training, their expertise is geared towards that population. And so we've been saying, sometimes if you're older, you don't want to go and you don't want to work out alongside a 20-year-old who's, pumping heavy iron and lifting big weights. It's just going to be a great environment for people in that age group to come exercise.
That's been today's Washington Page with Aaron Drahota, administrator at the United Presbyterian Home. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.